Morning, everybody. Thank you for waiting. We welcome to the conference of ADG, reference to Q4 2023. Present with us, Augusto Reis, Director of Investor Relations, and we inform that all the participants will be only listening to the presentation during the presentation, and there, after, we're going to start a Q&A session. But questions can be sent already via chat that is located in the inferior right-hand side of the platform. If disclaimers regarding the ADG Group and forecasts and operational targets are beliefs and premises of the administration of the company based on information available currently. Considerations regarding the future are not a guarantee of development because they depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors need to understand that general economic conditions and other financial operational factors can affect the future of the company and lead to different results from those expressed in forecasts. Now, I would like to give the floor to Augusto Reis. Thank you, Renato. Good morning, everybody, to all those present here. I hope you are all fine. I would like to thank for the participation of everybody in our conference, where we're going to talk about the ADG results referring to Q4 2023 and the year of 2023 as a whole. Before I follow to the agenda, I would like to highlight that 2023 was marked by important events that reinforced the recovery of the company. In Q4, we had another launch of Índice Incorporadora that celebrated a year in August 2023 and already counts with two launches in the market. Also in 2023, I'm going to talk about that a little bit further, about that. We started the launch in Itaipu. That was our first launching with the brand Itz. In line with the mission of AIX of offering better experience to our clients, we follow implementing improvements in all support chain, and the results are also observed in our Sesate survey, as well as in the specialized websites in the beneficiation of the consumers, of our customers. Our Sesate presents an index of 90% in 2023 in the strategic implementations of the company. We reinforced the position of the company, and we also have disclosed our norms according to DRE to talk about governance, social responsibility. Also, AIX is a signatory of the United Nations Global Compact for Sustainable Development. Also in 2023, we were elected as Great Place to Work as one of the main recognition points, the climate, collaboration, and teamwork. Also, we had a very good evaluation in diversity and inclusion. With all the challenges the company has faced, receiving the certification is a reason for us to be very proud. In addition to advancement of the operations, we also had some achievements in the leverage of the company. The extra inclusion or indebtedness of the company were the companies that were not restructured in Chapter 15, and they are negotiated with our respective creditors. In 2023, when we left our judicial recovery, we established that when the debt is higher than the balance, the company cannot prioritize the payment of the indebtedness in damage of the creditors. In 2022, two creditors appealed against this closing thing. So now, in the beginning of February this year, the second chamber of the Judicial Court of São Paulo rejected these creditors. And with that, in conjunction with our legal assessors, we have a legal basis to understand that this balance will need rehabilitated in the judicial recovery, reverting the interest rates that were applied. This achievement represents one more advancement, significant advancement in the company, because it reduces liability significantly. In addition, this recalculation will generate quarterly a very important impact financially. So the financial line will suffer a progressive reduction and will be more stable along the semester. We will not observe a very huge, big variation. Now, starting with our slides, going to the presentations, I'm going to talk about the highlights in the period. In November, we launched the venture in Santana. Also, we conclude the process of capitals in the 139 million and 439 million, and it results in a better developed performance of our financial indicators. So the equity would be strictly our recovery plan and its auditing in the plan that were approved by our creditors. We had a gross profit of 38.4 million, with a gross margin of 41.9%. Also, we had a net profit of 2.3 million and 1.8 million in 2023. In Q4 of 2023, we had a deleveraging of 3.1 million. And finally, we had a net profit of 1.7 billion in Q4 2023, and 1.1 billion accumulated in 2023. Going to the next slide, to slide 6, we're going to the next part of the agenda, where I'm going to talk about the launch. In Q4, we launched in Santana. It is in a privileged location in the northern region of São Paulo, close to subways and roads that connect to all the city. It has a forest of 15,000 square meters, and it has three rooftops and 18 leisure areas. It's a project targeted at medium and high income, with 156 units. This second launching consolidates even more our recovery. Going to slide 7, I'm going to talk more, a little bit about Estatuapé. Estatuapé is targeted at middle income. It has 147 units, and the project is also located close to subways, important roads in the city of São Paulo, and has over 10 leisure areas. Like I said, we said in the call of last quarter, is the idea to create better experiences to our clients. We anticipated the start of this venture in 2 months. It is in its founding stages, and in foundation stages, and we are already starting the structure. Continuing with the venture within the timeline, we're reinforcing our commitment with partners and clients and investors. We already received 3 installments of the funding for the project, which is already fundamental for us to conclude that. Regarding the launching agenda, we are taking the necessary actions to have another launching now in the year 2024. Going to slide 8, we're going to talk a little bit about the sales performance during Q4. In Q4, our gross sales added up 25.7 million in the accumulated of the year. was 69.3, 35% lower than 2022, and in general, lower than our internal initial forecast for 2023. As our ventures developments advance, they will become more relevant in our sales results. The results, the sales results of the launches are in line with our expectation, and we registered a VSO of 6.3 during 2023. So they launched, and it's all in line with what was registered in Q 2022. Along 2023, our extracts total 52.1 million, 40% lower than 2022. The extracts continue being a very important leverage to increase our sales, and our main sales indicator is the gross sales indicator. And like I've mentioned, as they advance, the extracts will be less relevant compared to the sales of the new inventory. Another important point is that this extract that happened were totally in our concluded units. So our launching do not present any distracted units, that which proves the liquidity and the quality of the sales that were conducted. In 2023, we repassed 169 units, totaling a PDP of 15.3 million compared to 2023. The repass volume was in line with the realized sales, which what was sold was realized. So this reinforces the operational efficiency of our team in this repassing. Talking about our inventory, considering our stock of the developments that are concluded and launches, in the end of 2023, our launches added up to 391.4 million, a 33% higher than the amount recorded in Q4 22. This was due to the launch of Vick Santana in Q4 23 and the monetary correction applied to the inventory. So 37% of this inventory are launches, and 63% located in São Paulo. That is our main operations city, and 2% finished in the residential area. The general expenses and administrative expenses increased 30%, and this increase was due to more expenses with legal issues. The commercial expenses increased 34% in Q4, because in Q3 22, we reverted these expenses in a non-recurring factor that happens in the cost of the unit. It's worth mentioning that the expenses of Q4 were lower than expected in the year, which shows the reduction and the stability of these expenses. With that, the general and administrative expenses increased 48% and 7% in the annual comparison. We have been evaluating our structure and our process every constantly to the next slide, number 11, we show our extra commercial debt. So it was reduced in 2.1 billion, so 83% of reduction during Q4 23. This is the adjustment to the fair value and the accumulated in the year. This extra commercial debt was reduced by 2.2, which corresponds at 84% in the year. Going to slide 12, our concessional debt was reduced to 85% during Q4, and this was due to the increase in capital that was conducted through the conversion of credits into stock options, which totaled 439 million. Over 2023, our concessional debt increased 15 million due to the accrued interest during the period and the inclusion of new credits in the recovery process. Considering the capital raise is already completed, the payments to creditors and donations made, the company has already amortized 1.5 billion concurso debt. Now looking at slide 13, talking about the extended leverage. In Q4, the company extended leverage totaled 1.7 billion, and our cost represented 84% reduction in this Q4. The company keeps on looking for feasible solutions for this stock development. Then when considering extra concurso cores, concurso debts, and the costs to be incurred, our leverage totaled 3.1 billion, which is a reduction of 65% in the quarter. Qualifying the indebtedness of the company, we have the concurso debt that will be due until 2042, and that will be converted into stock options. The extra concurso debt are still negotiated and will be enabled in our recovery process a long time. Additionally, due to the recalculation of the concurso debt, the liability was reduced by 38% in Q4 2023. Finally, on slide 14, we'll talk about a little bit about our demo registration. We had a gross profit of 34.4 billion, 32%. The main impact was the reduction of cost that occurred due to the reversion of this trend. The company also, with the stopped developments, it recurred in a significant decrease in the expense, in the cost of expenses. Finally, the company registered a net profit of 1.7 billion in Q4, which corresponds to a value of 1.1 billion along all the year of 2020. I finish my presentation here, reaffirming our satisfaction of having overcome another year of several challenges and have achieved the strategic objectives that were established along the year. In general, it was a year of major achievements in several aspects of the company. In 2024, we continue with our enhancement agenda, paying more attention to our launches, Extrafarma, Extrafarma, and also with our next launches to generate more and more developments to be sold. We evolve in our actions to improve our relationship with clients, and we keep strengthening our ESG agenda. As we advance in this recovery process, better controls, more quality is fundamental, and we understand that the company is more and more prepared to face this future. With that, I wrap up, and I open for questions now. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you, Augusto. Now we're going to start a session, a Q&A session. Reminding you that you just need to access the icon on the side to send questions. Here, the question starts with Rubens from GMC.
Good morning. Congratulations for the great results. Augusto, could you explain again the impact of this, of the decision of interest calculations in the line of financial results as of now? Is it possible to affirm that the impact is favorable for the company as of now?
Hi, Rubens. Thank you for your question. I think this was the main point of the quarter. Basically, Rubens, our indebtedness, our extra concurso indebtedness, I have already mentioned that in the most recent calls, but it important to remember that they had been this they were adjusted according to the new index. So they are indebtedness that were prior to the judicial recovery. So what this decision caused was that it determined that our extra concursional indebtedness are concursional, limited to the value of their guarantees, and the part of this indebtedness that do not have enough guarantees, they should go back to the date of the request for judicial recovery, and then they will be corrected by the index forecast in the plan that obviously are much lower than the contractual original rates. So that makes our line of financial expenses every quarter as of today to be reduced dramatically, because they're going to be corrected in the guaranteed part in the contractual index and in the guaranteed part according to the concursional ones. So I believe it's a very favorable impact, yes. And due to not only in terms of numbers, but I think that according to our financial indicators, they will deal more with the operational reality of the company. We're not going to have any more aligned with a very relevant way that distorted the numbers. So every time we had a negotiation with creditors of this extra proportional debt, it generated a punctual impact in every quarter. So I believe that as of now, we're going to have a more stable indicators to report to the market. I believe this is it. If it's not clear, please let me know. Just finalizing Rubens' questions. He says how much he expects to reduce quarterly in addition to the financial results. So, and the other questions regarding the debt is saying that it's correct to interpret that the company does not have any debt being due within the short range. Is this interpretation correct? And if the debts outside the plan can migrate to the plan in the same conditions of the debts that are in the plan currently. Thank you, Bruno. Well, Bruno, in our line, the quarterly reduction of the financial result, Rubens, I apologize, Rubens. If we look at our last quarters, we will see that this line of financial expenses is varied around 200 trillion per quarter. So I believe this will be the reduction on average. Complementing, I was just reading your second question. Short range debt, it is correct to interpret that the company does not have any other debts within the short range. And we already had debts that were considered to be short term debts, but that they would be paid a long time in the conditions of the plan. So I think that we take out one more distortion that we had in our reality. And the last part of your question is that this debt can be migrated to the plan and be treated just the way we are treating the other creditors, which is very important for the company. Next question is from Bruno from BN Asset. Augusto, with the pacification of the correction on the debts, is it correct to conclude that the result of the company should follow more linearly without so much volatility? Let's answer this and then I'll ask the next. Hi, Bruno. Good morning. Yes, it is correct. Like I mentioned before, as of now, we will probably have a more linearity regarding the results. And I think that an important fact is that as the launches increase, not only the launches, but the physical evolution of our developments advance, we have a bigger reflex of the current reality of the company. I think there's an important number that I did not mention, but looking into 2024, the sales volume that we have internally for our developments in 2024 for our launches is going to be bigger than the number of ready developments. So I think that we see in the future more developments with more representativeness than the old developments. And I think that this will bring us some good impacts in the current operations of the company as an indicator for the future. Next question from Bruno is, according to what was communicated to the market by the company, you anticipated the development, the work at Ixtatuape. What was the reason for making this decision? And with the start of the development, all the costs are forecast in the feasibility study of the project. Basically, there were two main points. The first, the anticipation of the work, it was important to bring more security to new buyers. But one of the important points here was to try to bring an experience that is different to the clients that had already bought that. So this was the position. This was the reason. The reason was to bring a positive surprise factor for the clients that bought the development in the beginning. So this was the idea. Yes, the development is in line with the costs considered in the feasibility study and the timeline. We have anticipated 2 months, so we have no expectations about having variations in our contractual delivery time. So the bigger risk of the development, that is always the foundation, was already surpassed. So we have a very minimized risk with this regard. Next question, Carla Neves from Coinvest. Good morning, everybody. What does the company expect from the market this year in terms of interest, rate, and sales? And she also would like to thank for the presentation and for the results. Carla, thank you for the question. Yes, Ixantana was twice as big as Ixtatuape. Remembering that our recovery strategy goes through our M Bank. So we have opted it in the past when we started to the recovery process of the company. We selected Ixtatuape due to the size, because it was a smaller development, so that we could recover our operations slowly. And now Ixantana is bigger due to the area of the land. And there was not a strategy to make it twice as big for any reasons. It was just a matter of land bank of the company.
One more question from Erica. Erica is asking us, what does the company expect for the market this year in terms of interest and sales? And she asks once again the presentation. Thank you. Sorry, Carla, we had a technical problem, but it has been solved. So the expectation for the year is very positive with this trend of the drop in the Selic, because we know how sensitive our market is to that. So we're very optimistic this year. And with this line, we're optimistic with our launches that we have already launched and the new ones that we intend to launch. So we're going to have a sounder scenario, a more stable scenario, economically speaking. I think that this will help our recovery process. Let me just check if we have any other questions. There's a question here from Rafael Zunito. Augusto, is there a current planning for 2024 for negotiating land out of the areas, the strategic areas of operational? What would be the rough amount or cost of this negotiable land? Yeah, Rafael, I'm going to answer two ways, okay? So I don't know if you're asking me about acquiring new land or demobilization of the lands that we already have. In terms of acquiring new land, our focus is exclusively on the city of São Paulo. The team is still prospecting and trying to identify an opportunity that is aligned with their strategy. And also, in the second view of your question, talking about lands that are in demobilization, we do have other lands in the company in other places that are not São Paulo, and we're trying to demobilize them. And we are looking for opportunities that make sense for the company to demobilize them. Thank you, everybody. We're going to finish our Q&A session of our conference. Before I give the floor to Augusto, I would like to remind you that if you have any additional questions, you can send questions to rne@udg.com.br. And Augusto, I'll give the floor to you to make your final considerations before we wrap up. Thank you very much. Thank you, Renato. Thank you to all of those who sent questions. If you have any additional questions, we are available through our RI. And I would like to thank for the participation of everybody and reinforce our optimistic view at the year of 2024. Although 2023 was a more difficult year, commercially speaking, when we compare to the previous years. But on the other hand, for the company, it was a very positive year. But we had very important points. And this, of making the decision, although it happened only in the beginning of 24, but it brought a reflex to 2023. And I think that the most important thing is its consequence as of now. So it's very important that our financial indicators reflect the operational activity of the company. So I think this is another positive factor for 2024. And this was it. So thank you, everybody. And we'll see you in the disclosure of the numbers of next quarter. Thank you very much, and a big hug to everyone. Our conference is finished. I would like to thank for the participation of everybody. Have a great day.